The 41st Annual Fall Harvest and Craft Celebration, known as Hodgepodge, is happening on Signal Mountain October 5th and 6th. This year, they're adding something different. And I found out what's new for the Fall Hodgepodge Arts and Crafts Show. Signal Mountain at one time was known as a bedroom community for mm-hmm. Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. It's a small town with very little business opportunities mm-hmm. there. It's mostly people who commute into the city.
Correct.
Now, 41 years of Hodgepodge has been going on, a chance for the community to show off their arts and crafts, share some harvest time together in mm-hmm. the fall, and kind of do some early Christmas shopping for those people who want handmade goodies to give away.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful opportunity. And when I first moved to Signal in 2009, I was told about it because I do jewelry design, too, in my spare time when I'm not out, you know, philanthropying and stuff. So it is a great annual festival. Everyone looks forward to it every year. I've been involved with it for a couple of years, trying to grow it, trying to make it not only an arts and crafts festival, but a true community event, not just a shopping event where mom's going to go and dad and the kids want to stay home. It's meant to be a community event to bring everybody together, a little bit of something for everyone.
Now, that's Dawn Skoranek, and you probably know her from Jack's Chattanoogans and several other things she's involved with around the community. Dawn, when it comes to increasing this event to make it more palatable for the entire family, you've brought in games and fun for the children and music for everyone.
We have. We're going to have that ever-popular jumpy. The kids love that. We've got some crafts set up. Some kids are going to be able to make nature books they can make on site and then take home. We'll have wreath making for the kids. We're trying to get some pumpkins donated, so maybe we can do a little pumpkin decorating for the kids as well. Music lineup is really interesting this year, so it really runs the gamut. One of the things I'm most excited about, which I didn't know existed, was a didgeridoo player. Now, you're going to have to Google this because I don't know how to describe this instrument, but it's fascinating, and I did watch a video of it. We've got this didgeridoo player coming, and it's very, very unique. It's almost like a long stick. It almost reminds me, when I'm trying to think of the video, like a rain stick, but it has a really neat sound, and he's going to bring a drum accompaniment to it, so that's going to be wonderful as well. And we also have Joy Devlin. She did another event for us for the Four Paws Pantry that you're familiar with, Rabbit, and she's a beautiful, amazing jazz singer, and she is going to be serenading us. So the music really goes from A to Z, so there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody to be excited about.
It's didgeridoo.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. There you go.
Yes,
didgeridoo.
It's an Australian origin, and it is like a long stick part mm-hmm. of a tree there. And they use their lips, kind of like when you would play a trumpet or something,
mm-hmm.
buzzing through. But one of the primary fascinating things about a didgeridoo player for me is the circular breathing. They're breathing in through their nose while they're blowing out through their lips.
Oh, it's amazing.
So the tones mm-hmm. just continue with that without stopping. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard work.
It is, and it's a rather ethnic instrument that's mm-hmm. you know, really not from around here. So
no,
you don't get the opportunity to see something like that very often.
Yeah, I had never heard about it before. I was just lucky I had stumbled across it through networking and stuff. I'm like, this is really cool. I really think the kids are going to be fascinated by it.
Of course, there's the arts and crafts, usually handmade objects, more often from local people as opposed to bringing in outside vendors.
We've got tons of locals. We've got folks from Signal Mountain. We are trying to expand a little bit because, you know, Tennessee is just a great area. There's a great arts community within Tennessee. You know, we have the Taco organization. So we're trying to bring a little bit of something that folks can't see here in Chattanooga all the time. So we're expanding it that way as well. Some folks from Nashville, Knoxville are coming. Towns I'm not that familiar with because I haven't been in, you know, Chattanooga that long. So we're trying to expand it a little bit. So I'm excited about that too. Some brand new stuff.
And what's a festival without food?
Absolutely. We're expanding the food court. We're going to have a few food trucks there. Chattanooga Wing Company is supposed to make an appearance. We're working on that new waffle truck. They're trying to get that up and going. So we're working on them. I was talking to a woman just yesterday about her chicken and dumplings, and I was getting hungry just listening to her. So we're excited about that. And of course, a lot of homemade baked goodies, too. We've got some of those vendors coming in. But definitely, we're going to have a food cart area. We're going to have also a children's stage in the children's activity area. And we're going to have two magicians, one Saturday, one Sunday, magician/mentalist. So that's going to be fun for the whole family as well, not just, you know, balloons and stuff. So that'll be exciting.
Now, there is a single ticket price.
We're doing a weekend ticket this year. It's going to be $5 for adults for both days, and children under 16 are free with a paying adult. So, and all those activities that we talked about, Rabbit, those are going to be all included for the kids.
Your family can go out there.
Mm-hmm.
The kids can be entertained practically all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Mom can shop or dad can shop.
Dad can shop, or maybe dad wants to enter the pumpkin pie eating contest that we're going to have. That was my daughter's idea. I'm like, that's fantastic. We're going to do a pumpkin pie eating contest. A couple of them, maybe two or three both days. So,
is this the standard you cannot use your hands type of pie eating contest?
What do you think?
Of course it is.
Yeah. I mean, blueberry, you know, that's a little easier because it's a little more fluid. Pumpkin's a little thicker. So, but I think it'd be more fun if we didn't allow any utensils.
No utensils, no hands. Face down in the pumpkin pie.
And then the prize is another pumpkin pie. No. We're working with Domino's and they're going to be giving us some gift cards. So we'll have some prizes for that too. So yeah, why would you want a pumpkin pie afterwards? You'll have enough for the season, I suppose, at that point.
Well, if you want to win, you will. You're going to have to eat the whole pie.
I know.
Hodgepodge is going to be also helping out the community by providing proceeds to help the Mountain Arts Community Center,
mm-hmm.
which is a performance hall. It's a theater center. It is just so much to the families, children, and adults on Signal Mountain and in Chattanooga.
It really is. You know, it's the old elementary school up there, and it's a beautiful building. It has a lot of history to it, and it is in need of repair because it is an older building. So Hodgepodge has been, for several years now, a fundraiser, one of their major fundraisers to make those renovations. So always happy to work with the Mountain Arts Community Center. We call it the MAC. We're working hard for those folks. The programs they offer are fantastic. They do music lessons. They do Zumba classes up there. We're also scheduling fall break classes, and then life skills, performing arts, visual arts. And they do concerts there, too. There's a series of concerts that have been going on in the old auditorium. So it's a great facility, and I think it needs to be taken care of, and we really want to help them do that.
You'll find Hodgepodge at the Signal Mountain Town Hall, and you'll know you're getting close when you see cars parked along Taft Highway.
You betcha.
There's also parking in the Methodist Church, and they'll provide a shuttle bus.
Absolutely, and there will be signs. You can't miss it.
The Fall Hodgepodge Arts and Crafts Show is the weekend of October 5th and 6th at the Signal Mountain Town Hall. If you want to enter as a vendor, please contact them by visiting the web at fallhodgepodge.com. This fall festival offers free activities for children and music for the entire family. Visit the Around and About blog at wutc.org to learn more about the 41st annual Hodgepodge on Signal Mountain. Proceeds benefit the Mountain Arts Community Center. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.